special clergy meetings. All of these things are continuing, and they are very requiring and time consuming. So that as choir master, you spend a full day in the cathedral.
They give you a day off.
You get a day off.
Good, not Sunday.
It's a formal. It's a formal day off. It has a question mark behind it.
Oh.
Because if something comes up on your day off, then your day off is gone. The day begins about 8:30 and ends about 5, 6, 7, or 8, depending. And of course, if you have late choir rehearsals, then that extends your day.
And then you have to practice on top of that?
You must practice on top of that. And then, of course, there are continuing weddings. During the summer, especially during the month of June. This past summer, in the month of June, I played 16 weddings.
Goodness.
That was just for the month of June.
16 in 30 days. That's one every other day? Or did you double up some days?
We doubled up on the weekends. Because,
oh, my goodness.
Because weddings, for the most part, are on the weekends, on Fridays and Saturdays. And it's fun. And it's very joyous, and it's very hair-raising when they start piling up. So that as assistant organist, I'm not bothered so much with that kind of thing now that the choir master handles all of that. But during the summer, as acting interim choir master, all of those things did fall to me.
Had you been acting organist before when it was between Ron Rice and Mark?
Yes, but not for a long time because Mark came early in the summer and after about a month he took the full reins of the duties so that it didn't take quite as long. But this time the cathedral felt that we had moved a little hastily in doing that sort of thing. So this time we were determined to take a little more time.
Well, I'm glad they waited and had everybody come and meet the choir and so
the
forth. Choirs, that was a good way
to do
it. Which
was a very good thing.
Well, now that there is a full-time choir master as well as the assistant, do you divide the weddings and the funerals?
Pretty much, but the choir master gets the brunt of all of the cathedral problems and joy.
I'm sure there are some of both, at least I hope so.
Yes,
hope there are plenty of both.
And the weddings and funerals are not really problems, but the choir master does get the heavier load.
Well, to get on with the family business, where was your mother born?
My mother was born in Greene County in a city called Penfield.
We have a
I guess that's really a small town. What was that?
We have an interview from Penfield in the project.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember anything offhand about it. And I have ancestors from Greene County, as a matter of fact. Let's see. To get on with your mother, how much education did she have?
My mother finished high school and 2 years of college.
And did she work?
Yes.
As what?
She worked as a receptionist and for a long time. I suppose that's mostly what she did.
Where was your father?
And then she found some other kinds of jobs. My father, I guess my father was primarily a chemist.
Chemist? What does that mean?
He worked in a chemical company as a primarily as an experimenter. We never knew too much about what he actually did because my father was sort of quiet. He almost never talked about his work. And of course that company too that he worked for was involved in many household products.